is finalizing its mercury and air toxics rule this week that will require the major source of mercury pollution, the power plants that burn coal, to capture virtually all of the mercury now coming out of their smokestacks. This is, by the way, something TECO did a long time ago, so TECO supports this new rule. But the other utilities are against it, most of them. And the reason it's important to have a national rule is because mercury gets into the clouds, it comes down with the rain, it gets into the bottom of the sea, then it gets into the little fish and who are eaten by the bigger fish. So the bigger the fish, like a tuna or a grouper, the more mercury it's going to have in it.
Mercury can cause both short-term and long-term health problems. Lynn Riggenberg said women of childbearing age are the most at risk. She's an emeritus professor of pediatrics at USF and represents the organization Physicians for Social Responsibility. She said women who ingest foods containing mercury can pass dangerous levels of the toxin to their fetus.
You know, we see a lot of things. We'll see developmental delay, we'll see language delays, we'll see problems with their fine motor skills, we'll see speech problems, hearing problems. It can be more serious, mental retardation. So it's a major, major problem for us, and I think that we need to do everything to protect the public's health, and especially pregnant women and children.
Riggenberg said high concentrations of mercury can lead to complications with common health issues that could affect everyone.
We see more problems with cardiovascular, more problems with asthma, lung disease in adults as well as children. So it just doesn't impact, you know, children. It impacts all of us in a very, very negative way. So we really need to clean it up, and the EPA is doing the right thing.
That's why Compton said Bondi made the wrong decision for the wrong reasons.
But Pam Bondi is standing against Florida's children and the unborn children of future generations and for the polluters who just want to make more money by not installing this new equipment. The new equipment will create jobs. It will help boost the economy. It will cut our public health cost.
Compton said the improvements made to smokestacks at coal-fired power plants would save nearly 17,000 lives and over 12,000 trips to the hospital each year. That's why environmental advocates like George Root don't understand why Bondi and other attorneys general nationwide would want to stand against the EPA's findings just to save wealthy electric companies a buck.
Part of our life and culture, and for our very food in the Gulf of Mexico, which is dying from 1,000 cuts already, to have another insult upon our estuaries and upon our food sources from mercury, for example, is something where, as an individual, I have to take a stand and say enough is enough.